This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut?
I resign.
We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad?
I was so wrong.
Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report Podcast is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, August the 8th here, Gillette Stadium. One day removed from the preseason opener in Washington, where the Patriots unfortunately fell 23-6 to the Redskins and, quite frankly, didn't play all that well. And as Bill Belichick likes to say, any phase of the game.
And he said that multiple times in multiple ways.
As he is wont to do, as Paul Perillo likes to say. Paul Perillo, Andy Hart here for another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast. We'll get some of the minor moves out of the way before we delve into some roster issues based on injuries and the preseason. And the minor move we have to talk about this week, Cole Stanford, the undrafted receiver, gone, and James Morris, the undrafted linebacker, re-signed, spent less than a week with the team earlier this spring, but certainly a minor transaction. I would say the bigger transaction or roster issues of the week stem from injuries, and we talked about this, Paul Perillo, a little bit on the game broadcast on Kraft Sports Productions last night, but in joint practices with the Redskins, Silver Salinga, who was sort of the run stuffer late last year and seen as depth, I think, behind Vince Wilfork and company.
And having a good camp, too.
Yes. Injured his hand, wrists, not exactly sure, seen in a cast, sent back to Boston prior to the team coming back. And it sounds like it's a relatively significant injury, not something that's just going to be day-to-day or week-to-week, maybe a little bit more than that. And then that depth issue on the defensive line was then compounded in the game when Chris Jones got a little rolled up on from the side, announced as an ankle injury, limped off, went to the locker room. There are reports out there that it's not a major injury, but that it could cost him the rest of training camp here. So the defensive line depth, which is already a bit of an issue just because of the previous injuries to a lot of guys like Vince Wilfork, Tommy Kelly, Will Smith, Dominic Easley, who has yet to practice. Depth there could become more of an issue, Paul Perillo.
Yeah, absolutely, and that seemed to be a spot that it looked like they had really bolstered, because the depth last year was terrible in that spot. You had undrafted rookies in waiver claims like Jones and Joe Villano playing really significant roles, and then you added Salinga late in the season. It looked like those guys, after all that experience they got last year, were going to provide significant depth. And don't forget first-round pick Dominic Easley, who's yet to be on the field. Now all of a sudden, you have the two veterans back from injury in Wilfork and Tommy Kelly. And they were out there to start the game last night, but didn't play very much. Wilfork, I think, only played one series. But now you chipped away a little bit at the depth inside. Not ideal, but probably not something to panic about at this point. Still a little bit early to worry about that. But certainly, one of the things we talk about in PFW in Progress all the time, Andy, it's not good when you guys are starting off the season already banged up. And it looks like in the case of Salinga and Jones, best case scenario is they start the season banged up. You know, worst case is the injuries are even more serious than that and they end up on a list or something.
And as Bill Belichick would say, depth in August does not necessarily equate to depth in December.
Correct.
Lack of depth in August does equate to a lack of depth potentially in December.
Usually that's the way it works. I don't see how you're going to get lucky and pick up guys like Jones and Salinga like you did last year. On a regular basis, not necessarily right. The way you want to go about it.
Looking elsewhere on the roster in terms of the game roster last night, the bulk of the top-end starters did not play. Tom Brady, Stephen Ridley, Edelman, Amendola, basically all the linebackers, defensive ends on that side of the ball, Revis, McCourty, those types of players did not play. But in terms of an actual roster question, Paul Perillo, and one I think we're going to debate today on Patriots.com and the Samsonite Make Your Case, three quarterbacks, two quarterbacks, and if it's two, then who? And how does that play out after Jimmy Garoppolo became game day Garoppolo after a poor start to training camp, sort of lit it up in the second half and looked really good running the offense, moving the ball. Ryan Mallett did not pop, as everybody likes to say, in the first half. Mike Mayock made to look, made to look the fool a little bit here with his Ryan Mallett as a starter. The question is very simple. Will there be three quarterbacks on this roster come September?
I still think there will be, and we'll see how it all unfolds over the next month. Mallett did not play well last night, and Garoppolo did. But to me, that's just another day at camp. in my opinion. I don't think that the game reps are you know, significantly more important than the ones in practice. And listen, I give Garoppolo – I was very encouraged by what I saw by Garoppolo last night because I hadn't seen that on the practice field. So now I know what's there. I know that some of the capabilities, some of the throws that he can make. I'm a little bit higher on him than I was going in, and obviously I'm a little bit down on Mallett because I don't think the efficiency was there when he was operating the show. But to me, I still don't feel overly comfortable. I will say one thing on your side. This is something we talked about in the pregame social, and you made the comment that it didn't matter to you if Garoppolo was the guy for a couple of reasons. One, you feel like in a month you might feel a lot better about Garoppolo's development, which was a definitely reasonable point, being that such little experience, he only will get better. And the second part, I think, that you were trying to say was that with Mallett, you kind of know what you have, and I don't feel all that good about it. Last night was a point in your favor in that last part, that point in your column, because what I saw last night is not a guy that I would feel really comfortable if a three-game stretch where Tom Brady, turned an ankle, had a high ankle sprain and had to miss a couple of games. What I saw last night was not encouraging for the old, can you keep the boat afloat?
I feel a little bit more strongly that I think there is a chance, and I thought this coming into camp that there'd be a battle for the backup job. I think Garoppolo took a nice step towards maybe winning that battle, but that's going to play out over the next month. Three more preseason games to go where we will see more of Tom Brady and the regular starters, and all the various roster battles will be coming more into focus, I think, in the coming weeks as we have more game reps to discuss. And we will discuss it each and every week here. Fridays, Patriots.com Roster Report Podcast. For Paul Perillo, I'm Andy Hart. Talks to you next week. Peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.